in terms of the Community Hero Program, it's something that we've been doing for the last 5 years, but primarily on an individual basis. So we've been working with the CHL and looking at individual contributions and being able to, you know, really celebrate what people are doing in their individual communities. And this year we decided that to add on top of that is that we would really look at our dealers across the country. We have 138 Kubota dealers across the country. And how are we really impacting our local communities? And this is, you know, really where this has come from. It's born of our hero program through the CHL, and something that we really want to continue to work with our dealers across the country going forward.
Tell me about the connection to Roberts Farm Equipment, and how good of a day this is for Roberts, but also for our region.
Yeah, I mean, I think with Roberts, you know, myself personally, I think I have a history with Roberts probably for the last 30 years. So I was really encouraged to see that, you know, when nominations came in terms of individual dealership contributions into their local communities, all of the work that they've done over the years, you know, within their local communities has been fantastic. And as Kubota stands, you know, we really want to focus, you know, we understand amalgamation, consolidation, but we still think that, you know, the backbone of all of our rural communities is local farms, local dealers, local businesses, and this fits so well for this organization. And we're really excited for them because, you know, as I mentioned, there's 138 dealers across the country, and they are, you know, really doing a fantastic job out here.
Last couple of questions for Andrew Marshall from Kubota as it pertains to the Community Hero Award. $10,000 is awarded to Roberts. Are there stipulations in how and where and when they can use it?
No, there are no stipulations around that. You know, the only thing for us, of course, is we want to reinvest in our local communities, and we work with the dealership in order to find an association or organization with which we can contribute towards. And this is something, of course, you know, that you know, we very much hold to heart, and we think this is you know, really a tremendous organization to be able to work with here.
Finally, Andrew, how gratifying and how good was it to sit in on the session today and see where things are going to progress to and where they might progress to?
Yeah, I think it's really good to see. I think as an organization, 4-H, you know, it's an organization across the country, but really when you get down into the local communities, the amount of work, you know, the selfless work from the individuals, the volunteers that are really making these organizations happen, and the contribution to, you know, the kids that are growing up, the farming community, I think it's just tremendous, and it really offers some insight in terms of, you know, what kind of resources, not only monetary, but, you know, individual human resources are required in order to make this happen and to really build future leaders for tomorrow. So really exciting to hear what's happening, and tremendous to see the contribution that people are putting towards, you know, organizations such as this.